Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. Yeah, they use it for...
I bypass this when it comes out on the workout playlist.
Oh, you like to skip it? Why are you skipping Killers,
fast.
Man?
I like the Killers, but like, this sounds like you'd hear it in a Peloton ad. All right, Peloton, it's going to get fast here in a minute.
Come on, spin.
Let me see you sweat.
It's just not sexy enough for me to work out to.
Let me see you sweat. You should have seen me walking in the door.
Welcome to the bar, the cycle bar. You're going to sweat, bitch.
Can I bring my dog, too? Is it a dog cycle bar?
Ass is not going to sculpt itself, ladies. Let's go. Let's go.
Pump it. Pump that meat.
I want to see sweat all over the floor.
I want to see it coming down the crack of your ass. Come on, Peloton.
And a little bit of pee, too.
I'm glad my trainer doesn't tell me that.
I want you to look like you're literally having a heart attack. But we have safe words here, and it's Peloton. Yeah. Let's go, guys.
They build it like a club. Nobody leaves till everybody pisses the floor.
Everybody dies.
I don't do Peloton. I'm just using that. That seems like to the mainstream go-to. Everybody knows Peloton.
We might go to the same workout company, different locations.
Yes.
You notice yours kind of has like a Peloton light, I guess you could say.
Like the neon thing?
Well, no, it's the bicycle with the TV on it, but it's like a cityscape. You can.
Oh, yeah.
I watch a guy do it when I'm on the treadmill. He's just wheeling through the city.
It
ain't a Peloton, I guess. But
when I went to this was when I was in high school, so kiss my ass. But when I went to Gold's Gym, they had a rowing machine that was a video game, and you're sitting, and it was.
I like that. Though.
It was such a motivator because, like, if you're sitting there rowing, you know, the thing where you sit down, and I'm trying to explain it to dummies.
I got to work up.
Not that we have any of those listening, but you know.
Right.
Simpletons. What's acceptable nowadays? Salt of the earth? But anyway, you know, like you're in a rowing machine, like you're rowing a boat. There we go. Like that. And but they have a little computer, you know, a rower on there, and you're trying to beat them.
Yeah, it's like you're rowing crew.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I'm too fat for it
crew.
Now.
Crew. Those guys are in shape. You should do crew.
Yeah. A lot of them come down here, I hear.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Two Live is in Florida.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm too fat to...
Too fat crew.
It just doesn't work. So I got to drop about 20 pounds and go to the rowing machine.
Pete Crew Armstrong. I need that, though. I need the competitive thing. Like, if I'm at Carowinds, I'm not just going to shoot a water gun unless I'm going to see other horses that I'm racing.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
It's like you got to shoot you got to take the balls and shoot the clown's teeth out.
Yes. Oh, God. Those are great. I realize that not all of you listen to all 4 hours. Now, I have to also be honest with you and tell you, I love the ones that listen 4 hours more than I do the ones that only listen one.
Yeah.
Hardcore. No offense.
You ought to be a hardcore.
I mean, you got 24 hours a day. We're just asking for a sixth of your day.
That's it.
That's all.
But if you missed it yesterday, we're not going to... So don't think, oh, here they go, replaying something. Fussin's coming up here in 20 minutes or so. But before that, we got an email about this lady. We'll play the clip that this lady called in yesterday on the show, and then we'll actually said, is this a tweet or a DM, Fat Boy? We've got to highlight it. I'll circle back during this and tell you exactly which platform. Not that you care, but anyway, the alien lady. Here we go.
On the 10th day, basically, the night before, I know this, I've told a few people this. They think, oh, okay, what's going on? But this is a true story. So on the 10th day, I was abducted by aliens, and I was whisked up to the sky to their craft.
Well, did you see yourself? Did you feel the floating, or did you see
Okay. Oh, yes. No, I mean, there's a little bit more to it.
Okay.
But I remember floating up extremely fast, and I was not getting sick by it or anything. It was just very, it was quick, and, there was purpose to it. Yeah. I remember these 3-foot shadows before I got taken up. They were in my bedroom. And see, I live alone. And I remember them being lifted up. I was on this, either home base or whatever it was. And there were 7 of them. God. And it's everything you do hear. It is true. Big heads, big eyes.
Big butts, what's up? she didn't say that last part. She had went to the doctor with awful headaches and all this stuff. They'd found a, in her words, a nodule, which reminds me, hello, Jesse James Dupree's son.
What's up, brother?
God, he should make a juice box called Dupree's son. Jesse James Dupree's son with whiskey in it.
Well, you put the little scrawl up top, you're going to love it.
I'm a marketing machine. Nevertheless, do you have another clip to play, or should I just
get another one for you?
This is a DM to At The Rise Guys.
One of them was holding...
Oh, you want to read
no,
that?
No, I was going to say, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, hang on. I got it.
One of them was holding my hand, and she was communicating with me, and it was a female.
How would you know that it's a female?
That's a great question.
Well, because my telepathic voice is female, and I could just tell. And so all I could remember was really after this hearing a fairly loud buzzing sound and what it seems like for a long time. But yet there was something, I just trusted this. It just seemed all right. And anyway, very long story short, of course, it seemed like I just had a wild dream in the morning when I woke up. Anyway, I wake up the next day, and guess what? The bump and nodule was completely gone. No marks were showing the removal.
Wow.
Nothing.
So
nothing.
She was very convincing to me. I mean, very convincing. I can't read the entire email because it's rather long, but I highlighted the gist of it. You guys are routinely talking about mental health in America and how you won't make fun of certain horrible misspelling, make fun of certain situations. Clearly, this is what you guys are doing. You're sitting here playing along with this woman, acting like this is all real just to get a laugh. This woman needs help, and you guys are laughing at her behind her back. There's way more of this. This is the problem with... If you did, let's say you experienced the same thing, that it happened to you, the fear of telling people is they're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh. Or they're going to lock you up on Bull Street in Columbia.
Yeah, one or the other. It's a stigma.
But how do that? I mean, that sucks that you hear a story like that and the first thing is thought of, well, this person's mentally ill. Now, I did question drug use. That kind of comes with the, oh man, I was floating. I smoked weed one time where I felt like the floor was falling on. I mean, like the floor was dropping. Felt comfort in sitting in a chair. But when I stand up, I feel like the floor was falling.
And I was thinking when I asked her, how did you know it was a female? You would say, well, it's a gentler touch, or she smelled different.
She telepathically heard a female voice.
Yeah.
We always approach those from the same angle, like from a serious, let's hear them out, point of view.
Yeah.
It's not a big ball bust. We ask great questions.
And if any, she laughed as well, too. There's not, I will tell you, that's something I'm very serious about. I will not, like, there was a caller, I don't know how long ago, but I remember saying this to actually old Looper. I was like, you know, I don't want this to sound like this is us making fun. Because yeah. this person had always had just wild stories to the point where you're like, oh, is everything good there or whatever? But we don't know. We're not patronizing either, but that's not the best word to describe that. But we're not instantly going to call them dumb or stupid or psychotic.
Plus, you could tell she was trying to dismiss the whole thing herself. Like, look, I know how it sounds. Maybe it was a dream.
Plus, Michael, the guy who called about witnessing his own death.
Three times.
Mm-hmm. That kind of inspired her to call. She's like, wow, he had the gumption. Nobody thought Michael was crazy.
No, but they did question how he, you know.
Except satanic people.
Wouldn't remember the conversation, but remembers dying three times.
Jeez.
But if it leaves that much of an impression, you wouldn't forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have vivid dreams of things that you can't explain. It's real to you.
I love it. That's what I need these tech companies to make. Like, I want to program a dream. y'all would get 8 hours of sleep every damn day if you could program in.
And they say that's what
you'd
need.
Sleep all day.
I would love dreaming? That. I would love a day of just sleeping.
What would your dreams program to be? What would you be doing?
Oh God, yes.
Just somewhere relaxing.
Shopping.
I'd be laying on the beach. Oh yeah. You know, I haven't shopped in a while like that.
What should about be, a mall on the beach?
Should be busy. Somewhere busy.
So busy.
I got some shit.
I would be laying on the beach doing nothing but laying there.
Would you be doing sand angels?
Probably.
Is that a thing? You'd probably get some chafing on the old nips then.
Yeah, just laying. Right, just feeling the sun on my body would be heaven.
Yeah. Whose sun?
I see. You can still chafe the nips laying on the back.
Listening to the water just going in and out.
So if we have
sides.
If we have somebody on here, we engage them for a whole segment and let them tell their story, is that kind of playing into the the mental illness, quote unquote, or whatever?
Absolutely not. I don't think so, because
I don't either.
Now, if we were on here saying, yeah, you're stupid, like, but we're not disrespectful that way. I mean, it's and I wanted to bring it up to say that's something I will not make fun of. I think that's something very, very serious that, I mean, 150 years ago, we cared a lot about. And now it's just like prescription. That's it. Prescription will take care of it for you.
Yeah, if you put that much thought into it, you know, as far as she goes, you should be heard out.
I think about the same people who say, man, I heal myself with crystals. You're like, but what if? And you never even gave it a shot.
But she said she had a positive experience from that, which is odd. How often do you hear that? Normally, people have nightmares and they're terrified.
Yeah, or they, you know, take the how hard one or something.
Oh, God, yeah.
She ended up just getting a nodule removed and it was
beneficial to her health.
Of cancer or anything. All right, when we return... I'm excited about this, also slightly nervous, because a couple of these names I'm going to have to totally enunciate. Otherwise, it's going to be sounding like I'm talking some foul language.
Uh-oh.
Just being very honest with
you. It's the best collection of names.
The names are just as good as the fussing, Facebook fussing itself. When we return, we'll be streaming this. We've been beta testing this. We'll be live streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys. So the chat and all that will be on there. And then Facebook.com/RiseGuys.
Well, probably Planet Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Okay.
Still have to work out some stuff with the other.
All right. We'll be on there, though. And you can listen to it, too, because when we return, Kashmir and her friends will be performing an all-new Facebook Fussing.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Perhaps screenshots sent in by you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, reminding you, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Okay, live streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys. And then on Facebook at 933 The Planet.
Yes, sir.
Rocks.
That's how you get us.
Okay.
If you want us.
Otherwise, it will be out later. You're like the live studio audience right now. And then the people later are just watching a rerun. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you hear first.
Okay. All right. Does everybody have the scripts?
I memorized mine.
So. Oh, did you? We did the table read yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right. Here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Kashmir is me, Matt Mann. Playing the role of Madame Thittays.
What a name.
Thittays. That's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jack Dolph. D-O-L-P-H.
Perfect name for him.
Is also Fat Boy. Perfect name, huh? Playing the role of Dan Glenveener.
Even worse.
Dan Glenveener. That's Paige. And action. it's kind of a make moves or lose world right now, right? Like, so in February of 22, I lost my job. I throwed up a GoFundMe and it stayed up here for like 2 weeks and I got $81.18 because of certain things and situations. I could not draw Snap and stuff. So that said, I've been on OnlyFans since December 31. And I make my ends meet now. I do chats. I do private chats. I sell old shoes, pantyhoses, old wash rags. Ain't no sham in this game. So that said, I'm thinking y'all mother flickers do not care about me and mine. So I do not care about what you think about me. So here's the link. Pass your judgments. So I don't give a F. I have premiums that will make you, I'm thinking about, yeah, lips, emoji, the kissing one.
Cashmere, you serious? Or are you just for laughs?
No, I am serious as a heart attach.
I think you meant heart.
No, Dan Glenn Viener, I did not. Blind person's cane emoji.
Do what? Do you even want to try and explain this to me?
Oh, boy.
Don't you oh boy me, old girl. I'll oh boy you. You do not mess with Madame Thitties.
This is sexy.
Dan Glenn Viener, hush your mouth. That's my aunt, Madame Thitties. She is the Duchess of York, South Carolina. She's royalty. Now, I'm not too ashamed of what I'm doing to make my ends meet.
Speaking of ends meet, how's your butt look?
Just what in the ever-loving world is going on? I feel like I woke up and got bonkety-bonked on the dome piece and woke up in stronger things.
How much to bonk me on the head?
You listen to me, Dan Glenn Viener. You creep. Dan Glenn Viener. Using your middle name after 20 years means you a old child star from TV or a blanket. Now that's just all there is to it.
You must be a domino matrix.
You as stupid as you look, you porky fork.
My goodness, Madame Fittes.
Well, he is. Look at him.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm legit quite turned on right now. Ooh, yeah. Suki, suki, ouchie, whoa, whoa.
Well, give me your address. I'll come over there and sock you right in the dock, you creep looser. I hate you. Done piss me the hell off, and I don't like that one darn bit.
Look, Madame Fittes, I'm making money. I get to work from home like everybody else in the world's doing right now, and I get to go and come as I please.
Oh, yeah, so I hear. Probably faking it all day. Your poor mama would have a stroke and die all over again if she were still here with us and heard her firstborn dooter is an internet stripper, a digital whoar.
I am not a stripper.
I didn't call you a stripper. I called you a stripper, you re-blank.
This is so hot.
Dan Glenn, you are getting on my last nerve. Probably sitting over there playing pocket pull while you Facebook your big cat emoji, your ugly dumbass butt. I know what I'll do.
You gonna slip into something a little more comfortable for me? Madam Tittes, it is. By the way, when you were gaslighting my name, that was fire emoji. And you are a royal, so hot, so mysterious and sensual. I love it.
I swear, why and how do freaks like you exist? Probably always sweating and breathing heavy. And not cause you so big, cause you always who horny? Eyeball emoji, middle finger emoji, the letter U.
Oh, not really, but everyone up here knows her, and that's why they call her Madame. But for real though, her last name is Fittes. I believe it's German.
You S the F up. You both are stupid. Cashmere, digital stripper niece, and Dan Glenn. I'll beat your butt up and down Independence Boulevard.
You're so filthy. I love it. I love you, Madam Fittes. Mrs. I'm in love. Marry me. Take my credit card. I want to make love to you at Carowinds in the pouring rain.
Oh, God, I blocked her. Don't worry.
You blocked your own aunt. Dumb.
Yeah, so anyway, Dan Glenn, Viener, where were we?
I believe this was the point where you were about to sell your body pics and tatty videos, probably.
Hey, jacked off. I don't know, but back to the blanking off. This is my private chat freebie.
Not exactly what that said. Totally cool. Dan Glenn Viener, hold up just a minute. Jack Doff, spelled D-O-F-P-H. That's my brother. Hey, Jack, why did you all of a sudden pop up on my Facebook here? You ain't been on here in like 3 years ago since like Easter. Say, why you on here talking while I'm trying to run some lead gen for my business?
Maybe, just maybe, you need to hear the truth. This ain't right. Learn a craft. Get a job. Make money, but make it the right way.
I'm not stupid, Jack. I know that old bitch called you. Why else? I banned that old-fashioned hussy, and then you pop up. She called you, didn't she? Just say it.
When you said old-fashioned hussy, do you enunciate the and hussy? Like, hussy, yeah.
No, Dan Glenn Viener, I just misspelled a word. Did not mean hussy. But anyway, I digress. She is an old bitch, though.
Now, why would you say a thing like that, Kashmir? The sweet, lonely lady keeps your senior year pitcher hanging in her half bath. She always makes unsweetened tea when you come over because you're a diabetic pain in the brown eye. I think Madame Thetis is the best aunt in the history of aunts, and you should love and respect her more.
Now, wait just a damn minute.
Okay, but hurry. Yeah, right here.
No, there. No, not you. Hey, Jack, my brother, Jack. Who's your favorite singer of all time?
What does that have to do with the price of pork loin on Sunday? Pork lion?
Pork lion, ew. Jack, seriously, who is your favorite singer performer of all time?
Well, of course, it's Phil Collins.
Ha, 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 wrong. Aunt Madame Fittes, did Jack give you his login after I blocked you on yours?
Okay, fine, it's me. And no, he didn't give me his login. I hacked him.
Dude, really? That is legal eagle as hell. Just so everybody knows, this not Jack. This my Aunt Fittes. And she just admitted to hucking my brother.
Your family is so pervy. I love it.
End scene.
So pervy.
Wow. Wow-wee.
It happens a lot where people try to assume the other Facebook account.
Yeah, and the money's not always there being a striper. Hello to everyone on the chat. I have the screen way big, so I can't open up the chat screen right now. I have it way big.
So we got real quick. We got Coach Johnson's in there. We got Looper.
Put me in, Coach.
We got Piani Chili. Did I say that wrong? Sure. Neil Koloff. I don't know if they allow Russians in here.
That.
Do you want to... we don't do this often.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you want to take a break and come back and do the other? Which we can.
That was a real long one.
Yeah. Well, the next one has got some link to it, too. But okay. It's fun, man. It's good.
Okay. So we'll come back. We'll leave the video stream going.
Yeah, I'll put a little bumper in here real quick. But yeah, we'll stay here.
Okay, we will be right back with part two of Facebook Fussin.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Yeah! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Part two of Facebook Fussin. The first one just was very long.
It was.
And that's fine. Thank you for those that are staying over in the chat room to chat amongst yourselves.
Hell yeah. There's a lot, too.
Okay. Here we go. Scene number two. What are these names? And why do I get all the female parts today? The voices. I'll take the female part. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Well, okay.
Here we go. Scene number two, Facebook Fussin. Playing the role of Anal Del Rey. It's Matt Mann. Playing the role of Bi... with an I, Felicia is Paige.
Oh, boy.
Playing the role of BJ Fart.
You said it perfect.
It's also Paige.
For real.
What am I fussing about? Listen to your names. Playing the role of June Carter Gash, this fat boy. And also playing the role of Snake Gyllenhaal, this fat boy as well. And action. Arg! So damn mad at the Packers right now. Four orange matter and hell emojis.
I was just about to tag you. Damn, Eagles win again. I hate the Eagles. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he fine and all. And what did I say? Oh,
it's cool.
Do you want me to redo it?
No, I don't care.
Okay. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he's fine and all, but like, damn, let somebody else have a chance.
Let me say, I hate the Eagles because basically there aren't the Packers. But of course, I'm by myself watching the game. My next relationship's going to be with a man who likes football. I know that much.
Yeah. Hell, I know, right? Yeah. Damn, Packers had some moments here and there in the fourth quarter. Tried to make it interesting. I'm sure you were beating on your man's arm all game long, LOL.
Hell no. He doesn't even like football, and I don't understand how he can't get into it. Like, he'd rather go fish and hunt than watch a real sport.
Yeah, hell with that. A man that don't like football, well, he's still a sorry excuse for a boyfriend. All I gotta damn say, yeah! Poor crying laughers.
I think I'm just over it. Like, if we can't watch a game together, like, you can't sacrifice one day to hang out with me, then I'm done with your ass. God, I'm so mad right now.
That
don't
damn,
you think so, BJ Fart?
That damn Jordan Love. During that damn one play, I was like, you're to run for the damn touchdown. After the play was over, I was like, should have damn ran for the touchdown, some bitch. He good, though.
Yeah, look, girl, old Packers pissed me off today, too, but I had money on them bastards. Lost $100. Hell. Thought they went straight up. Live and learn, though.
Well, what'd you expect? You watch these games and yell more than a dog blanking a peach seed, and you probably push them away acting like a loud bitch over a dumb ball game. So how do you expect people to react? They don't want to be around that.
Wow. Like, you think you know it's it all, evidently, but do you live in my house? Let me think. No, you don't. So don't believe everything you hear from that crybaby bitch of a man.
I don't want to hear it. I don't have to live with you. You used to live with me, remember? I'm your damn mama. You acted the same way when you're in high school and you'd go to them games. You go around cussing another team and got thrown out of more games than I can count. You got your activity card taken away. That was $100 for the year. Wasted damn money. My money, too.
Well, guess what? That was high school, and I can act however the blank I want in my house with my TV, my damn jersey on, nobody the boss of me, okay? And if a mother blanker don't like it, then don't be near me. It's that simple.
He didn't like it, and he ain't near you. You get what you get, plain and simple. He tries to take you fishing, and you tell him if you wanted to be bored staring at the water, you just wash the damn dishes. Wouldn't take as long, you said. You can bitch all you want, but you got it better than most, and you know it.
Yeah, sounds like she needs a man who knows his damn football. Yeah, not some baby back bitch who wants to sit in the woods all day up in a tree.
Hang on, bucko. She's got a man, okay? She don't need some pill-popping roofer who played one season of high school football and thinks he's Joe damn Montana. You could go on somewhere else with that.
Mama, stop it. He ain't lying, though. Chin scratching emojis.
Yeah, for the record, I was all conference in high school, you old hag. Hey, go Indians.
Okay, yeah. Everybody knows that I'm going to get mad when the Packers lose. Like, that's just how it damn is. I'm a huge Packer fan.
OMG. Yeah, wait a second. I read that too fast. Oh, you say huge Packer.
Packer, yeah, Packer.
Yeah, my bad, winky emojis, all of them, yeah.
OMG, dumbass. Go on already. She has a boyfriend. You know what your damn problem is? You do your thing too much. Like you did last Friday night and three other nights a week with those loser bitches you think you're friends with. Y'all deserve each other. I don't know how the hell you've got a man at this point, the way you act.
Yeah, I think I know how she got one.
Post a meme of Dolly Parton that says, "Hey, you, my eyes are up here."
Oh, my God, stop it, would you? Like, you're making me blush here on Facebook for crying, laughing at my dude.
All of this is, it's his damn fault anyway. He should have supported you.
Her man ain't the problem. He's got a lazy-ass girlfriend that drinks like a fish and sits on her ass all day. That's the only problem here. You ain't gonna piss away this relationship on my watch.
Yeah, come on with it.
Blot! So done with him. As for you, Missy, you need to realize how much of a pain in the ass you are to live with sometimes over a damn football game.
Whatever. He'll get over it.
And if you don't, I know somebody ready to step up and step in. Yeah, two winky emojis.
Oh my God, you damn hacker! I blocked you, dummy!
Mama, it ain't your post. You can't block him from my page. So why don't you learn the damn internet?
Yeah, well, I'm a Chiefs fan, so if you want to come over next weekend and squeeze my tomahawk, just let me know. Yeah.
MC. Oh, my God. Stephen J. Cannell.
Oh, man.
I just got a paper cut in my butt. What you just heard was real, except for the names.
Just no BJ except fart.
Believe it or not, there's no BJ fart, not even an anal Del Rey. That's someone who having a hard time spelling words. But if you want to squeeze the tomahawk,
yeah,
you got to go to Turner Field.
Come on in.
And that's not open anymore.
Yeah, you got to go to Suntro, whatever it is now. Truist, yeah.
Truist, yeah. With the Mercedes parking lot, yeah.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, we won't tell anybody. If it's your work or people you know, you ain't or somebody, we won't tell them you sent it.
Nope.
But we will change the names to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the very stupid.
This has been another edition, a two-parter of Facebook Fussin.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.